KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have cloudy skies, 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high near 53, winds south at 10 to 20. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine is now available to children ages 5 to 11. Cass County Public Health is holding vaccination clinics for children on November 10th and November 17th from 2 until 6 p.m. at Cass Health. Officials say appointments are required. Parents and guardians could schedule appointments online using the link at casshealth.org/COVID vaccine. The required checklist and consent forms are available on the same webpage. Paper copies will also be available the day of the appointment. Parents and guardians are encouraged to park in Lot C and use the rehabilitation services entrance for those appointments. Please note also that after the vaccination, the patients will need to be monitored for 15 minutes. During the monitoring period, snacks will be provided to children in the Cass Health cafeteria. Patients are always encouraged to talk to their primary care provider about their questions and concerns regarding vaccines. More information about booster shots can be found at cdc.gov, vaccines.gov, or casshealth.org/COVID vaccine. The Iowa Department of Public Health on Wednesday reported 104 additional COVID-19 deaths. The additional deaths happened between August 29th and October 30th. That brings the statewide total to 7,069 since the beginning of the pandemic. The number of positive tests have also increased over the last week. IDPH reports 6,816 positive tests. That's up from 6,652 at last report on Monday. The state's 14-day positivity rate is up from 8.1% on Monday to 8.2% as of Wednesday. The number of patients hospitalized in Iowa was also on the rise again after declining for several weeks. There are 483 patients hospitalized with COVID-19. That's up from 467 on Monday. Of those hospitalized with COVID, 74.8% are unvaccinated, while 82% of those listed in intensive care with COVID-19 are vaccinated, or rather unvaccinated, that is. There have been 3,771,944 vaccine doses administered in Iowa, with 68% of those 18 and older fully vaccinated, and 70.5% of those 12 and older having had at least one dose of the vaccine. The Iowa Department of Public Health reported its first flu death this year on Wednesday. IDPH stated the central Iowa woman who died was 81 years old and had underlying conditions. According to the state, the flu season began October 3rd. And while flu cases remain low in Iowa, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends people 6 months and older receive the flu vaccine. 2 weeks after receiving the vaccine, participants will fully benefit from the vaccine's protection, according to the CDC. The first flu death also comes on the heels of the CDC recommending the pediatric Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for children 5 years and older. IDPH is asking Iowans to get the COVID-19 vaccine and the flu vaccine. While temperatures are forecast to climb back into the 60s for much of Iowa in the coming weekend, the National Weather Service is reminding us of the inevitable. Meteorologist Brooke Hagenoff said Thursday, today, is the Winter Weather Awareness Day, and Iowans need to take note and start stocking up on supplies.
Whenever we have a winter storm that comes, we don't want to be scrambling last minute to make sure that we have the things that we need should something happen. So this is really an opportunity for us to make sure that Iowans are prepared for that winter weather that's coming, because living in Iowa, we know that sooner or later we're going to get that big winter storm that's going to start to cause some problems.
Hagenhoff said there, much of the weather across the continent is being influenced by the current La Nina pattern, which may have a minor impact on Iowa.
There could be a chance for maybe some slightly warmer than average temperatures and maybe slightly wetter than average precipitation amounts across Iowa. However, it's a pretty weak signal in Iowa. So the best thing Iowans can do is really just be prepared for whatever winter throws at us.
She warns it does not mean we will entirely avoid extreme cold snaps or significant snowfalls. Hagenoff directs Iowans to the National Weather Service's website for the Des Moines area office to learn more about winter weather safety.
We have materials up there for people to start taking those actions, such as creating winter preparedness kits to keep in the car, things to stay warm, maybe a little bit of food in case you're stranded, and ways to prepare your home as well so that you're ready whenever those conditions arise.
And Kelsey Bischoner, Programs Director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, said Wednesday that Atlantic Rising, in partnership with Hy-Vee, will continue to lead the Christmas Box program this holiday season. The program was originally started by West Central Community Action over 20 years ago. The JCs took the program over soon after it started and then passed the program to Atlantic Rising in 2018. Bischoner said this program helps families and individuals in need of a Christmas dinner. Atlantic Rising members, along with volunteers, she said, delivered boxes to 165 individuals and families last year. With the continued challenges of COVID-19, she said, we're expecting to see yet another increase in nominations this year. Kelsey said also Trivia Night was the organization's main fundraising event, and all participants had a fun night in October. With the projected numbers of families served, she said, we'll be reaching out to businesses and community members asking for donations and volunteers to help serve as many families as possible. Anytime our community needs us, Bischoner says, we are there to put in the work. On December 16th, members of Atlantic Rising will help to fill and deliver boxes of food items to families and individuals who can use them to cook Christmas dinner. Bischoner said Atlantic Rising is proud to carry on this tradition of the Christmas Box program, and we're thankful that we are able to partner with Hy-Vee and give back to the community in such a great way. If you'd like to nominate a family or individual, or if you're interested in volunteering, contact Atlantic Rising at 712-243-3017 or chamber@atlanticiowa.com. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.